Two Reuters journalists have failed to win their freedom from jail in Myanmar after a judge rejected a request for the case against them to be dismissed. Wa Lone, who is celebrating his 32nd birthday behind bars today, and Chaw So-woo were arrested last December while investigating the then-rumoured massacre of Rohingya Muslims in northwest Rakhine State. They face charges of possessing secret government papers. The massacre they investigated was later comprehensively documented by Reuters, and now seven Myanmar soldiers have been sentenced over the case. I found out the latest a short time ago from our Southeast Asia correspondent, Liam Cochrane. Liam, we've reported on the situation of these two reporters before. Can you explain to us how they ended up in custody facing charges?
Well, back in December, the two reporters working for the Reuters news agency, their names are Wa Lone and Chaw So-woo, they were invited by two policemen that they had never met before to meet at a restaurant. The policemen handed them some documents and said they should have a look at them. And as they left the restaurant, the two reporters were arrested by different police. Now, they've been charged under the official secrets law of Myanmar, which basically means the government or the court is accusing them of having government papers that they shouldn't be allowed to have. The case, at least in its early hearings, has been fraught with controversy. One of the police witnesses claimed that he had burned all of his notes. Another civilian witness was seen to be referring to writing on his hand to check the location of a certain key point of information, which was being contested under questioning.
Now, as you say, they've been backwards and forwards. What finally happened today?
So today there was the resolution of a request to dismiss the case on a lack of credible evidence. The judge rejected that request, saying that there was a proper reason for the case to go ahead. And so it looks like this is certainly not the end of the story for the two Reuters journalists. Reuters news agency said it was deeply disappointed in that decision. It says that the reporters are on solid ground, that they were just doing their job and should be released immediately.
Now, all of this hasn't stopped the story they were trying to tell originally from coming out. What is known about the massacre they were investigating?
That's right. The journalists were arrested in December, and in February, a big story came out uncovering this massacre via Reuters. It was forensically detailed and cross-examined via various sources. What it said basically was that 10 Rohingya men were picked out of a larger group by the military and also by Buddhist civilians in the village, and that they were shot and hacked to death and buried in a mass grave in a village called Indin. This is in northern Rakhine State in the west of Myanmar, near the border with Bangladesh. And this is, of course, part of the broader brutal crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims that's been going on certainly for the last year very, very intensely and for years before that.
Now, in the past 24 hours, there's been further news about it relating to this massacre, about some soldiers being given prison terms. What's happened?
Well, that's right. The Commander-in-Chief, Min Aung Hlaing, the man who's ultimately responsible for the alleged genocide in Rakhine State, he announced on Facebook that seven soldiers would be jailed for 10 years for their participation in that very same massacre that the Reuters journalists were working to uncover. So there was some hope that perhaps this sentencing of the soldiers would be paving the way for a different result for the Reuters journalists. But it hasn't gone that way, and it's an especially bitter birthday present for the journalist Wa Lone, who's celebrating his 32nd birthday in prison.
Liam Cochrane, thanks very much for the update.